August 29th, 1922. The soul in the divine will receives all the goods of the operating of Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking about how much my sweet Jesus did and suffered to save souls. And he, on coming, told me, "My daughter, everything that my humanity did, prayers, words, works, steps, and pains, is in act of giving itself to man. But who takes it? Who receives the grafting of my operating? One who draws close to me and, uniting with me, prays, receives the grafting of my prayer and the goods it contains. One who speaks, who teaches, united with me, receives the grafting and the fruits of my words. And in the same way, one who works, who suffers, united with me, receives the grafting and the goods which are in my pains and works. Otherwise, all the goods that I acquired for the creature remain suspended. And not being grafted with me, she cannot enjoy the use of the goods that my humanity wants to give with so much love. If there is no union, the goods of one remain as though dead for the other. Imagine a wheel. The center of the wheel is my humanity. The spokes, everything it did and suffered. The circumference on which the spokes are fixed is the whole human family which revolves around the wheel. Now, if this circumference, this second circle of the wheel, does not draw close in order to receive the connection with the spokes remain suspended and cannot communicate the goods which the center of the wheel contains. Oh, how much I suffer in seeing my so many goods suspended, which human ingratitude not only does not receive, but despises and tramples. This is why, with great eagerness, I go in search of souls who want to live in my will, to be able to fix in them the spokes of my wheel. My will give them grace, so as to be able to form the circumference of the second circle of the wheel, and they will receive all the goods which others reject from me and despise.